Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The DOJ has a noon deadline today to release more information about the deportation flights of alleged migrant gang members on Saturday. And now some of the Venezuelan nationals on those flights claim they were mistreated.
The attorneys say the men were sitting on the tarmac for hours in dangerous heat with no water, waiting to take off. They say officers taunted them. There was chaos with some deportees crying, frightened about where they were being taken to. Some were eventually pulled off the planes after a federal judge blocked the administration from using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to deport them. An appeals court will hear arguments Monday. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump is set to sign an executive order this afternoon to eliminate the Education Department. Josh Cowan is with the Education Law Center.
The Trump administration says they're just moving chairs around. They're getting rid of the Department of Ed. They're laying off all the staff, but all these important services and funds aren't necessarily going to be touched. We'll see.
To the Middle East now, where fighting has escalated between Israel and Hamas. There were deadly Israeli airstrikes in Gaza overnight. And the BBC's Yolan Nell reports Hamas has fired back.
Sirens warning of incoming rockets sent Israelis in Tel Aviv rushing to shelters this lunchtime. One missile was intercepted and no one was hurt. Hamas's armed wing said it was responding to the massacre of civilians in Gaza since Israel ended the two-month-old ceasefire.
Powerful and destructive storms in the Midwest.
Hundreds of airline flights were canceled or delayed, and there's been extensive damage. The roof was ripped off a roller skating rink outside Indianapolis. Jerry Williams is the owner.
We're just standing in the office in there watching, and the next thing you know, sheets of plywood were shooting across the parking lot, so we just got on the microphone, told everybody we needed them to head to the bathroom.
The National Weather Service says more severe storms are expected Saturday from east Texas to southeastern Kentucky. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A suspect has now been taken into custody following a shooting at a hospital this morning in Troy, Michigan. A man was shot twice in the arm. He's in stable condition. For those inside the hospital at the time,
it was, you know, scary at the time. The workers did a great job to make sure some of the other cardiac patients were fine, but we didn't really know what to do.
He hid with others in the back room under a desk. TikTok will start pushing out Amber Alerts to users for you feeds. It'll use your phone's IP address, and if an alert is issued in your area, you'll get it in real time. Facebook has been pushing Amber Alerts to users since 2016. Instagram's been doing it since 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night. Game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We are going to start things off a little breezy this morning with a little bit of blowing snow, but the wind will die down. The sun will come out as we head into the afternoon. 37 today with wind decreasing this afternoon. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, the Prairie School, playing at State. Hear the game here, starting at 6 on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome California grass. Get back to where you once belonged.
She gets it while she can.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose.
say the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way, I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Now down by the schoolyard, Julio and Paul Simon on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Baseball. It's still preseason, and the Brewers are playing another preseason game this Sunday, 3 o'clock, here on WRJN. It's sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, The Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and Ferraro's Pizza. The entire schedule on our website, which is WRJN.com.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fed incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Everly Brothers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Vintage Billy Joe Royal singing the praises of Mary Hill on WRJN.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. Criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. Such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark.
Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day,
News, timeless hits, WRJN. What say we get you up to speed now on what's going on out there? There's a lot going on out there. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites. They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night.
The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie Schools Division 4 game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage, facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
if you need a friend.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Would spring please check in and call me? This is the first day of spring, believe it or not. Lover's Concerto now by The Toys on WRJN.
Can't you stand?
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I reminded you a little earlier that the Prairie School is playing at State tonight at 6 o'clock with a game that will be heard here on WRJN. If they win, they play on Saturday. That game will also be heard here on WRJN, and not if, when they win. Meanwhile, another game of interest to local WRJN listeners is the Park game. They're playing number 4, Cedarburg, Park ranked number 1. That game tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Winner of that game goes on to the finals on Saturday. All of this action taking place at the Kohl Center in Madison, and all of it being heard here on WRJN, sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility, by Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic, and by Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. High school basketball. It's state tournament time on WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look. WRJN.
Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose. Stop.
News, timeless hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An American tourist abducted by the Taliban has been released. Correspondent Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
Atlanta airline mechanic George Glesman is heading home after more than 2 years held by the Taliban in Afghanistan. He's reportedly flying back to the U.S. via Qatar, which helped negotiate his release, accompanied by Adam Bowler, who's been handling hostage issues for the Trump administration. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Police in Michigan say a suspect is in custody after a shooting at a medical facility this morning.
The shooting was in the parking garage of the Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Troy, just north of Detroit.
This appears to be a targeted incident.